Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
One of our familiar voices on Local Focus today, Mr. Terry Houck, Jr. Good morning, Terry. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm so good.
Great to have you here again, as always.
Absolutely.
Now, typically, when you are in the Local Focus hot seat,
yes,
it means you're sort of our connection to workforce development in Western North Carolina.
I try to be.
So when you're sitting here on this Local Focus hot seat, that means something's going on in Western North Carolina workforce development-wise.
You got it right. Something is going on, something very big, and something that that we can all be proud of. Today, I brought with me a special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Ray. He's the Dean of the College of Engineering and Technology at Western Carolina University, and he is organizing an aerospace and automotive workforce summit. So first of all, Dr. Ray, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you, Terry and Mark, for having me.
Yeah, thanks for making the drive over here this morning.
Not a problem. Beautiful day to come over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great drive. It is a great drive.
Well, and one of the things we were talking about before we went on the air is that, you know, how we've got so much opportunity economically and culturally with manufacturing in this area, specifically aerospace and automotive. So, Dr. Ray, if you would talk a little bit about what this summit is designed to do, like who's invited and why, and what's the expected outcome?
Sure. So we were just a little bit about how we originally got started. We were approached by Josh Carpenter, who is with the Economic Development of Partnership in North Carolina, about the 20 westernmost counties in North Carolina and the fact that there is a lot of aerospace and automotive Tier 2, Tier 3 suppliers out there. And how could Western do something, and particularly the College of Engineering and Technology, do something that would bring together the community colleges, the economic development folks, and the employers in the region? And that just sparked a small fire under myself. And so on next Friday, April 26th, beginning at 8:30, we're going to host the first Aerospace Automotive Workforce Summit to get everybody in the room and talk about what's going on in Western North Carolina in those industry sectors.
And so this is the first summit that's specifically for aerospace and automotive for Western Carolina University.
Exactly. We actually have two panels that are going to occur. One is around aerospace. Mm-hmm. Just to give an example of the folks that are going to be on that panel, we are bringing in people from Moog out in Murphy. If you're unfamiliar with Moog, they actually have components that were built in Murphy that are on the Mars rover.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
To Duotech in Franklin, who does a lot of work with military.
Right.
To GE Aviation in Asheville. And then in the automotive sector, we are working with Snap-on out in Murphy. Borg Turbo here in Asheville, and we've got a couple more from the Hendersonville area. We're working on Continental Tire and GF Linamar.
Wow.
They're all involved in one of these sectors.
So help me out. When you were talking about this a little while ago, you mentioned Tier 2 and Tier 3. What does that mean exactly?
So that means they're supplying. So you can think of it as some of the firms in the area, GE Aviation, are actually supplying components for their own larger LEAP engines, and then they've got another one of the most powerful engines that's ever been made for the commercial industry. So they're supplying components. So they're not doing the final assembly.
Right.
We're sending things to BMW for the major, you know, transplant automotive assembly areas.
Right.
So that becomes a Tier 2, Tier 3 supplier.
I see. Right. Okay. Right. That explains that. Thank
you. And kind of the purpose, the ultimate goal is, and you'd correct me if I'm wrong, but the goal is to get all of these folks together to have conversations about, you know, the workforce, how they can better, I guess, get folks to know that they exist, and that that there's a lot of career opportunities, and then of course how can they spread the message that, you know, here's the type of education that we look for, and here's the pathway to come work for us and get promoted and so on and so forth.
So that's kind of one of the driving factors in doing this. Is we're hearing the workforce shortage in advanced manufacturing is we're hitting a critical stage.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily require a 4-year degree, and at times doesn't require a 2-year degree.
Right.
Apprenticeship programs are growing in the area. And we kind of like to say this is not your mom and dad's manufacturing anymore. Right. This is eat off the floor clean types of right. things.
Yeah.
But those building those pathways up for advanced manufacturing is truly where things are going. When mm-hmm. we look at the industry, we look at Industry 4.0, which is the next generation of manufacturing and advanced manufacturing in particular, but things like the Internet of Things that are happening and occurring inside the manufacturing facilities now, where everything is talking to everybody else from a mechanical standpoint. So it takes more advanced skills
right.
to be in these types of facilities.
So our economic landscape in Western North Carolina is changing in a very positive way, obviously. And, you know, as you and I discussed before, Western Carolina University is in my opinion, leading the way in being very proactive in engaging with, especially with manufacturing. So let's I guess for anyone listening, what is, in your opinion, what's the biggest draw for working in manufacturing in Western North Carolina?
I think you just have to look out most windows around.
Right.
You get that balance of very high-paying, skilled workforce and labor, but look at what you can do when you get off work.
Right.
It's just that the outdoors that draws yeah. people here that want to be here in this right. environment.
I'm glad you mentioned earlier about the employment part of this, because I've wondered about the rest of Western North Carolina and the manufacturing segment, if you're dealing with the same employment issues that all of our smaller businesses are also dealing with, and it sounds like you are.
Yes, absolutely. That the skilled workforce that are needed to drive the changes that are occurring in manufacturing, just not just in Western North Carolina, but the United States in general. We're at a crisis situation almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing too, is that manufacturing, and I can attest to this, manufacturing is typically a very high paying type of industry. I mean, in many cases there are specific skills required, but even in those that are not, it's a very well paying type of career, and there's a lot of advancement potential. So it's one of those things where you almost can't help but grow if you're looking to do that with your career. If you're getting ready to graduate college and you're looking for a pathway to making a good living, and if you're going to stay in this area, which of course we hope a lot of folks do. Then, you know, you can have a good work-life balance.
And it certainly sounds to me like with schools like Western Carolina University taking the lead on some of this, like this aerospace and automotive summit that's coming up, it's yep. only going to continue to grow, and you're doing everything you can do to help feed a workforce.
And our partnerships with the community colleges
yeah.
also,
yeah. Yes.
From Blue Ridge uh-huh. here to Southwestern to AV Tech to Haywood to Tri-C, that partnership is extremely important.
Right.
To build those pathways and careers.
So that first Aerospace and Automotive Summit is coming up on Friday, April 26th at Western Carolina, right?
Exactly. If you'd like to attend, all you have to do is email cet.wcu.edu, or you can call 828-227-2159.
That's 227-2159, and that email again is cet.wcu.edu.
Or cet@wcu. My apologies.
I got it right here, so folks can call. This sounds really interesting to me, absolutely, for anyone to learn and see what's happening in Western North Carolina.
Right, right. This is yet another thing that's being done, another proactive thing that's being done to encourage people to learn more about the advanced manufacturing sector in our region.
All right, fantastic. Terry, Dr. Yeah. Ray, thank you guys so much for being here. Dr. Ray, again, thanks for making the drive here. And thanks to all of you and all the folks at Western Carolina University for really taking the lead on this and helping move the needle.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, folks, if you'd like to attend this first Aerospace and Automotive Summit, very easy. You can email cet@wcu.edu or call 828-227-2159.